We're going to take a little time now and speak with Anita Madison. Anita is the president of the African American Police League and a retired Toledo police sergeant for the past 7 years, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. What is your connection with Blue? Have you, were you connected with the opera reaching out to you? How did that happen?
So the opera originally reached out to retired Lieutenant Shirley Green, who is a part of our board. And so she kind of drew me into the process of this whole Toledo story. And so we were a part of the documentary, and that's how our partnership started. And so we've been so excited about this partnership and the Opera Blue that's going to be premiering.
Yeah. We've talked about, you know, the plot of Blue and how it relates to the contemporary community. Looking at it from your position as a leader in not only the police force, but also with the African American Police League, how does it resonate for you personally?
You know, it impacts in a real way, because being an African American police officer and also being active in the community, you really get to see both sides of the coin. And so it gives you a real perspective on what police go through as well as what the community goes through. So
yeah, and that rings true for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's so interesting to talk to someone like yourself being involved in opera, because, you know, it just doesn't happen with the regular operas, that kind of thing. I mean, does it surprise you that this 400-year-old art form is being used to elevate these issues?
Our Toledo Opera is one of the most awesome organizations, because before, I would say a few years back when they brought what was it?
Talking about I Dream?
Yes, or, yeah. I Dream. I Dream was my first real clash with opera. I've never, you know, that's never been my genre. I've just, you know, I've always seen it around, but I've never engaged in anybody in that industry. And so when I Dream came, I kind of woke up some interest. And so we saw, not with just the African American Police League, we saw how the Toledo Opera had really changed their, I've never seen them out in the community as much as I had after I saw Dream. They may have been there and I just never paid attention, but they really made an exerted effort to reach out into the community. And so our organization was there to jump right. I was very excited to jump on to the partnership, because it's really a new, nothing, you know, I grew up listening to. And so it's really a real experience for all of us.
I want to ask you, you know, in the opera itself, in the course of events, we see the difficulties that are faced by an African-American police officer. I wonder if you could talk about the strengths of the African-American policing community in Toledo and your work with the African-American Police League and how it supports members of that community.
Absolutely. So, you know, African-American police officers have a unique niche in policing its community. The most important thing about policing is to have those relationships. And so many of our African-American officers have those relationships in the community because they came from the community. I grew up at my branch library. This is my neighborhood where you're sitting. Yeah. And so a lot of us are able to connect with people in the community, and a lot of the African-American police officers now can connect with the community because they are a part of it.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll go to the opera.
Yes, I've been trying to get, you know, people look at you kind of side-eye when you say, hey, you going to the opera? They're like, what? So we've been doing our work to promote this and to get officers interested in coming in. We have a few tonight, if I could jump to tonight. We are having a reception, the African American Police League, in partnership with the Toledo Police Museum and the Toledo Opera. We're having a reception tonight, and we're hoping officers will show up so that they can see, you know, just what this all of this work is about. We received an amazing grant from the Lucas County Commissioners to help us do this work. And so we're very proud of that. And so this reception is really a product of that grant. So we're excited about that. And so we're going to be doing some other things tonight. We're going to be doing some fun. We're going to be eating. We're going to be doing a little drinking.
I'm there. Oh, you had me at eating, right?
We're going to be doing, we're going to recognize a few of our, the members of our organization's past presidents and founding members. We're going to show a clip of the documentary. Yes, and then we have a special clip that highlights our oral history project, which is something that the grant also supported. We're doing a four-generation interview of officers from the builders to the, what are they now, Gen Zs?
Something like that.
So we have a range of interviews, and we're putting that piece together. And then we're going to highlight our mentoring program that we have that is designed to bring more African-American police candidates to the Toledo Police Department. So we got a full packed day.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see all the outreach that is going on that has been a part of what Toledo Opera has been doing, or Toledo Opera being accepted into the fold of, you know, community organizations.
And I, you know, I just have to applaud the you know what, since I retired, I try not to keep names in my head. I got so many names in my head. But Alyssa and our
Suzanne,
absolutely. Yeah. Suzanne, I know Suzanne. I've been talking to Suzanne. So Alyssa
welcome
is
to my world,
Suzanne,
right?
Yes. And so we are so, you know, our hats go off to them for the great work that they've been doing in our community, exposing our community to this wonderful art that it's going to take a few of us a little bit to come along.
Adjustment time. Yeah, but you're walking in the right direction.
Yes.
Anita Madison is president of the African American Police League, also a retired Toledo police sergeant, and who is involved with Blue at Toledo Opera, and so graciously joined us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.